for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Four residential buildings collapsed Thursday morning in Wenzhou City, Zhejiang Province. Nine people from two households are believed to be buried in the debris. The buildings were 4 to 5 stories tall, and rescue work is ongoing. Chinese ambassadors urged the Malaysian authorities to continue searching for those missing from the tourist boat, which capsized in the waters off the eastern Malaysian state of Sabah on Saturday. Ambassador Huang Huikang made the remarks after he visited injured Chinese tourists who've been at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital since they were rescued. They're currently being treated for dehydration and severe sunburn. The boat, carrying over 2 dozen Chinese tourists and 3 crew, went down in turbulent waters while en route to the popular island of Mengelam on Saturday. 22 people were rescued. The 3 Chinese tourists have been confirmed dead. Another 5 Chinese tourists and a crew member are still missing. 2 towns in Tibet, currently not on the national road network, will soon be getting connected. A regional official says Gyalasa and Gandung in Madog County will be given highway access later this year. Madog was the last roadless county in China and ended its isolation from the outside world with its first highway link in 2013. Tibet in southwestern China invested 40 billion yuan, or around 5.8 billion U.S. dollars, on transportation infrastructure last year, an increase of nearly 91% over the previous year. Another 52 billion yuan will be spent this year. Mexico has announced a major deal to assemble and distribute passenger cars by Chinese automaker JAC in the state of Hidalgo. Governor Omar Fayad says the plant will produce 2 SUV models. The first cars will roll off the assembly lines in the second half of this year. The plant will begin with a capacity of 11,000 vehicles per year, ultimately rising to 40,000. The initial phase of the project is expected to create 1,000 direct jobs for the state. A Chinese language exam is likely to be introduced in Russian schools from 2018. The Russian Federal Institute of Pedagogical Measurement says there's a plan to introduce the Chinese language test to the basic state exam in 2018 and to the unified state exam in 2020. Takers of the 2 exams currently have a choice of English, German, French, and Spanish as part of the exam's foreign language component. Intense fighting in eastern Ukraine has left over 170,000 people without heating and electricity in freezing weather. 6 schools and 4 kindergartens have also closed in the area because of the violence around the town of Avdiivka. The UN's calling for safe access to carry out repairs to the damaged infrastructure to prevent further suffering. The conflict between government troops and pro-independence insurgents has been raging in eastern Ukraine since April of 2014. The UN estimates that 3.8 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. Britain's House of Commons on Wednesday passed a bill authorizing the Prime Minister, Theresa May, to start exit talks with the European Union. Lawmakers backed the bill by 498 to 114. The vote comes after 2 days of debate in which many lawmakers from both government and opposition parties said they would respect voters' June 23rd decision to leave the EU and back the bill. The bill is due to return to the House of Commons for a final vote next week before moving on to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. The U.S. Federal Reserve on Wednesday left the benchmark interest rate unchanged and offered no hint on when it might move. The central bank painted a relatively upbeat picture for the economy, saying the labor market continued to strengthen and economic activity continued to expand at a moderate pace. The upbeat economic assessment suggested that the central bank should be on track to raise interest rates in the future. In December, the Fed raised benchmark interest rates by 25 basis points, the first and only increase in 2016. Danish dairy giant Arla is planning to invest 360 million U.S. dollars in its production sites around the world in 2017. The investment's nearly a 50% increase from last year. The company says it's aiming to expand production of branded, high-quality products for Europe and emerging markets. Arla is the world's 6th largest dairy company and largest supplier of organic dairy products. Its products are sold in more than 100 countries, and it employs more than 18,000 people worldwide. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.